after you guys had such a good run at the beginning of the season, not giving up touchdowns, how demoralizing it is to give up so many touchdowns?
This is real disappointing. You start off strong, and we're not finishing well at all. I guess what I mean by finishing, I mean in all aspects as far as just coming up the big play. I mean, we can look at it all through the games we won and lost. A lot of games we won with defense, we made big plays in all this game. A lot of games we lost, defense didn't really make that many big plays. So if that's the case, that means the defense in as far as stepping up, making more plays, giving the offense more opportunities to score, giving short field, and also get the ball out the other team's hands. So I feel we do that, we'd be more successful. Right now, we're not coming up the key play when we need to. We come up with plays here and there, but not at the crucial time where it's really needed.
So in the middle of a losing streak like this, how do you keep your motivation up and your confidence up?
Oh, it's real easy. Number one, it's your job. Number two, the coach look at you, see if you're playing. Number three, you got to feed your family. So, you know what I mean? This is no-brainer for me. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy to sit back and be like, all situations going bad, I'm just going to quit and lay back. Because that's not right. I'm not only cheating myself, I'm cheating the team, the organization, and my family. So, it's not no hard motivation for me to play at all.
Yeah. How would you assess the state of the Broncos pass rush?
Oh, I mean, at right now they're doing things that kind of nullify. They do a lot of max protecting, a lot of chipping with the backs going out, which is kind of hurting it a little bit. But, I mean, but still no excuse. Still got to get back there.
Oh, my bad. Hey, we got to scoot over a little bit. Right here. All right, okay, I'm going to get in front of my law.
How hard did you take the loss yesterday? It looked like in the locker room you were pretty down.
I mean, all losses are hurtful to me. That go way back at the beginning of the year when all y'all was talking about, you look for the big games on your schedule. And what did I say back then? Y'all would look at the games you lost as far as being a big game, right or wrong? I did. So now all these games we lost are creeping back up on it. So every game we got to take like it's the last one and win it. I mean, that's been my approach from day one. Just treat every game the same and try to win every one. So we can't look back now like we're doing. Oh, if we would have beat the Rams. Oh, if we would have beat KC. I mean, that's coulda, woulda, shoulda score. We got to correct that ourselves.
Ed was saying he's been on some four-game losing streaks. This was the worst one because of the talent you guys had. Is that how you...
Basically. Yeah. Talent, and it's not really the other team beating us. We're really beating ourselves, doing things, missing tackles once again, all of us, and not coming up with the big plays. The big plays really have been there this past couple of weeks. So I guess, we just got to find a way to do it. Keep picking and keep fighting and keep going. We don't try to alter our route. Try to do more of somebody else's job than our job. When we do that, then we're really going to be out of whack. So just keep fighting. Just keep a smile on your face. Keep going because it could be worse. We could be out the playoffs and not having a chance. We still have a chance. So that's the bright light about everything.
Is that the motivation this week? Because if you guys do win the last three games, in all likelihood, you're
It better be. Yeah. Shoot, last time I've been to the playoffs was 0-2. And I've only been to the playoffs twice. And I'm trying to get there every year. So, I mean, we got a chance. I'm going to give it everything I got every game. I know everybody will. So, I mean, motivation to play and our wrecks and stuff. Man, please, I still got to get a chance, get invited to that dance. And that's what I want to go to.
You talk about the past year. I mean, do you put it more on what you guys have done the last month, or you said that teams have changed a little bit?
Teams have changed a little bit, do a lot of max protecting, and they also do a lot of and they also do a lot of chipping with the back. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that we can't, if you rush forward and leave six in the block, what can you really do? I mean, you still fight and keep going to get back there, but that's up to us. So, I mean, I don't look to blame or point things in no position but my own. So, if that's the case, we got to get more pressure.
So, if you have blurred vision this week, we can blame it on Gerard Warren spraying deodorant in your face.
Yeah, absolutely. At least I know my eyeball is fresh. You know what I mean? You know, have no musk on them.